Hey.
Do you still shoot horses today?
No, I last pay I put on was about 30 years ago.
Oh.
So I ran a little early. You know, it gets wrought iron fascinated me. After I had to come out change from chewing horses, like I told you, to pulling by a truck's body. And after the factory started turning them out on the assembly line, complete. Like you see the vans today, they come complete now. So then I had to turn the wrought iron. I didn't go to wrought iron because I look at the fences around here. No, my livelihood depended on that. I had to eat. And after the truck put the horses out of business, I had to go to something that the people was using today. And it's going to always be wrought iron. It's going to always be wrought iron around here.
You should tell him about the truck bodies. I thought that was interesting. Trucks used to come.
Yeah, the truck used to ship into Charleston by railroad. Just the stain wheel up there. That's all. And the hood with the motor and the chassis, you know. We had to build a body on it and build a cab over. And finally, like I foresaid, finally the factory started turning them out completely.
What year was this?
That was in 24, 25 and on in the 20s.
So they didn't have assembly
early,
lines?
And early, huh?
They didn't have assembly lines at that time yet?
No, not here, but you don't know, still they got in Detroit where they make the cars now, and the cities and states where they make the cars now, but they ship it here. Mm-hmm. And we had to do, they ship it here incomplete, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoy working on truck bodies and building truck bodies.
Uh-huh.
But after they become, I said, you know, the factory just about turn everything around.
Mm-hmm.
And even today, the cars are about getting more modern things, getting more modern things now.
Right.
But that's what it's all about. I changed three times from wagon wheels and chewing horses to truck body, truck body, from truck's body to wrought iron. And I don't think I'll change from that because I don't see what next, the changes next.
Right. Well, you know, I hope you don't mind asking this question. Being a black artist and realizing that the pool of black artists is rather small, you all seem to know about each other. Do you happen to have visitors, other black artists visit you? And who are they? Who have been some of the black artists to come and visit you to learn about what you do and you exchange, learn about what they do? For example, I'm sure you're probably familiar with the work of Richard Hunt, the black sculptor.
Okay. I had a chance to talk to people that work, that know him good. It's talk to person to person.
Yeah. So do you get visits from other black artists?
Yes, plenty of them, like the wood carvers. Well, when I was in Washington in 76, I got known. Same time I told you I was at Harvard or driving around that way.
Right.
I met the wood carvers from Africa. They were in Washington. You know, doing the American Folklife Festival there.
I saw it.
Yes.
I saw you pitching it.
Okay, well, I had a chance. I was very fortunate in some of the other artists because I was called to Washington three times, in 76, 77, and 82.